I think it's soupier than hominy.
Grits?
Well, I was thinking of mush. Do you have mush here?
No, not... It wouldn't be... If somebody might use the term, boy, that looks like mush.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that wouldn't be uncommon, but as far as referring to it as mush, except facetiously, no, you wouldn't.
What
oh,
about
I wouldn't.
Kush or kush-kush?
No.
You might grow vegetables or flowers in a small area.
Pot.
Or
a
little
bed.
Area. You might say you
planter.
Have a flower.
Bed.
Or, we're beginning with a G. A larger area than just a planter outside.
Garden.
Mm-hmm. What would you call cheap whiskey or homemade whiskey made in a still?
Awful. moonshine.
Mm-hmm. How about homemade beer?
Homebrew.
If something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you might say just...
It smells good.
Mm-hmm. Or using that as an imperative, you'd say just that.
Mmm.
Instead of saying, it smells good, you're telling me to.
Oh, smell that.
Mm-hmm. See, the things that are made of sugar cane boiled are...
Molasses.
Or... Maple.
From cane?
Well, no, not from cane, but maple.
Maple syrup?
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between molasses and syrup?
molasses... is a much thicker, and it's an earlier product of syrup, as far as I know.
Okay. And then the opposite of imitation would be?
Genuine.
Mm-hmm. What would you call sweet spread put on toast in the morning?
Jam.
Or?
Jelly.
Mm-hmm. And you would season your food with?
Salt, pepper, condiments.
Mm-hmm. And if there were a bowl of apples on the table and a child wanted one, he might say?
May I have an apple?
If you weren't really polite, he would say...
Give me an apple.
Mm-hmm. That's it. This is some grammatical things. If it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of...
Those boys.
And if it's not right here, it's...
There.
Okay. You ever say yonder?
No.
Okay. Don't do it that way. Do it...
This way. Okay.
If a man has... This is sentence completion. If a man has plenty of money, he has nothing to worry about, but life is hard on a man.
Without any money.
Or use a man using a clause.
It's hard on a man without money. Who has no money.
Good, okay. And what would you call a man who has no money? Opposite of riches.
Poor.
Mm-hmm. And the group of fruit trees growing together would be a...
Orchard.
So if someone said, is that your orchard? You might say no and point to someone else and say, I'm just a neighbor. He's the man.
Who owns that orchard?
And when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
Whose father was rich?
Good. And this, you've got fruits and vegetables. Now, the inside of a cherry is the...
Pit.
And the inside of a peach is the...
Pit.
Two types of peaches, one where the seed is tight against the meat.
Cling.
And then where it's loose.
I don't know what that is called. Free. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, free.
Mm-hmm. The inside of the apple that you don't eat.
Core.
Do you have a term for little pieces of dried apples?
No.
Okay. Kinds of nuts, the kind that's grown in the ground associated with Jimmy Carter.
Peanuts.
Any other names for that?
I would only use the term peanut, but I know goober and goober would be about the only other term.